Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face and it just comes at you day after day after day.
I am 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we turn it over to my favorite person in the world, Jordan Luigi Schultz III. Well,
somebody that's not taking it day-to-day on the face would be the Toronto Blue Jays, because they seem to get up after their second major rejection in 2 years and then go get a second baseman. So, I like that.
Three-time All-Star. Yeah. Second baseman.
Only 24 years old?
Only because there are no good second basemen in the American League.
Was that his second Gold Glove?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn, three-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove Award
corner
winner.
Corner piece package for old Frankie Lindor.
Absolutely. And actually, he is the subject of my first
Eddie Rosario.
Question. Oh, God. In Fair or Foul.
Or Ahmed Rosario. My bad.
Guys, Andrés Giménez, of course, heading north of the border to Toronto. Swapping with Cleveland. Actually, Nick Sandlin going to Cleveland, or from Cleveland to Toronto as well. But Spencer Horwitz, Nick Mitchell, a minor league outfielder, as well as a couple other minor leaguers, and then Luis Ortiz headed to the Blue Jays. Basically, Horwitz and Ortiz are the only major league pieces that are going to the Guardians, excuse me, not
Horwitz
to the Blue Jays.
Got sent to Pittsburgh.
Cleveland. Yes, yeah, it was like a three.
And now Ortiz is coming to Cleveland.
Exactly. So there's a weird three-team deal.
I'm cool with Ortiz.
Going on in here. Hey, Ortiz is good, but guys, I really look at this price package and I'm just thinking, especially compared to the Alec Boehm ask of two starting pitchers of elite status for the Phillies, it's not enough. So fair or foul, guys, the price for Andrés Giménez was way too low.
I'll start.
Go for it.
Yeah, I say foul.
Really? Okay.
Fair. I think it was
too low.
Gotcha. Yes, I think so. I mean, multi-time All-Star, multi-time Gold Glover. I mean, we saw what he how important he was to the infield in that series against the Yankees.
Except for game one and two.
Yeah, but, you know, let's forget
about game
that.
Three, four, and five, he was great. He was absolutely fantastic.
He kept him in it, damn it.
I love him to death. That play through the gap, like,
yeah,
he's great.
Yeah, I think this was not enough. I think shoring up your infield is extremely important, and I guess the Blue Jays are going to keep Bo Bichette over at short with him. I mean,
yes.
I don't know, I think you have to
at this point.
Yeah, I guess that's what you're going to roll with. But, yeah, I feel like the package for it was a little too low, especially for what he's proven, how young he is as well. Like, he was probably going to be a corner piece for this Blue Jays for the next few years. So, unless he just starts hitting, like, 160 for the next, like, three seasons. But I don't see that happening.
I will say foul. I think this was totally fine. I think Jimenez is an above, like, top-tier defender, especially at his position. But he doesn't add a ton for offense. And so when you look at where Cleveland is and when you look at where Toronto is, this seems like a pretty even trade. It's a salary dump for Cleveland, big time. Also, Jimenez is the kind of player that you want on the Dodgers, who are going for a World Series. He's the kind of player that the Mets want at second base. For Cleveland, your best player can't be Andreas Jimenez. It just can't. And outside of Jose, that's kind of the guy that's been there, because the Naylor boys are whatever, but Jimenez was always the solid. I think this is fine. What I love about it is getting Ortiz from the Pirates, and who had shown signs of light, and Cleveland is very, very good with pitching, especially young starters, that I think they got a good value for Jimenez. Now, to Joe's point, yeah, I mean, he's a three-time All-Star.
Actually, and I got a
two-time Gold Glove.
I got to correct us. One-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove.
Thank you. One-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove. You got a great player there. But I also think a lot of that has to do with, you know, I don't mean to, like, poo-poo on you when you're way out the door, but, like, who's the best second baseman in the American League? Anybody? Anybody? Who you got?
Jackson Holliday.
He doesn't play.
He's
in AAA.
Anthony Rendon?
No, he did not.
Anthony Rendon's at third. He don't play either.
Yeah, Anthony Rendon's dead.
So, I mean, like, again, I don't want to shite all over Jimenez because I love the dude.
Boy, that's close.
Is it close? but I also think, like, I think he's overvalued because of the lack of depth at that position in the league.
I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, well. All right. He's listening anyway.
Moving on.
Jose Altuve, by the way.
Yeah, he's probably the best in the AL.
Cheater.
Still plays baseball.
Cheater.
Yeah.
Cheater.
Still plays for the cheating Astros, too.
I hear Bregman wants to play with Alex Cora. Weird.
Yeah, shocking. Bunch of jerks. That is why. That is a big reason why I don't want him in a Mariners uniform ever. Of course he still wants to play with Alex Cora. Okay, guys, fair or foul. We've been talking a lot about the Juan Soto 15-year, $765 million, plus a sweet deal to the New York Mets. A lot of long contracts in the last 20 years being handed out as compared to years before in baseball. 10-year deals, 11-year deals, 12-year deals. Julio Rodriguez signed a possible 13-year deal. Now this 15-year deal, the longest ever. Fair or foul, guys. There will be a 20-year contract handed out in Major League Baseball at some point. Fair or foul?
A 20-year?
Interesting.
Hey, I never thought we'd go 15, so F it. Let's go 20.
I mean, if Shohei shows up at 19, do you just go, here's the bag, dude?
Well, again, like, that would have to be, like, a 19-year-old. But, again, like, the way that arbitration works, there's, like, 3 years of arbitration?
Yeah, but what if you're, like, so good at 21 that you just say, or at 24, and you say, screw it, dude.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lean foul on this one.
there is a rider in this contract that says at 38, we choose your nutritionist, your PT, everything.
I want it to happen just for the sake of how ridiculous that is.
Be great for this stupid-ass show.
Right?
A 20-year deal. Oh my God.
Now, I'm with Joe. I will say foul. Please don't. Good God.
Please do. I hope I'm wrong.
The craziness.
Because
oh
I'm
God.
The yo-yo man.
Did you imagine? I mean, the Mariners gave Evan White, what, $17 million, $18 million before he'd spent a day in the major leagues? So.
What's the, I mean, is the Soto contract, did that also break, like, the longest contract in
Bryce
sports
signed
history?
A 15-year deal.
Was it?
Or was his 13?
I thought his was 12 or 13, because I just look. All right, I'm going to do this again. The longest.
Trout's long as well.
Well, again, to reference golfers in the Saudi, I mean, that's basically a lifetime contract. You're dead if you don't honor that.
Yeah, list of largest contracts. At this point, guys, it was like 12 years. Maybe 13, because Julio's is, you know, a series of options and exercises.
Tatis
and all that kind of
has
stuff.
14 years with San Diego.
Okay.
There Yoshi we go. Yeah, is Fernando. 12. Julio's 13. Will Smith is 10.
Yeah, this is it.
I swear. Bobby Witt's 11. Tatis 14. Shohei 10. Machado 11. Devers 11.
Well, I'm even talking like.
Bogey 11. You know, Trey 11. Mookie 12.
Like, he would know this, Patrick. Like,
Bryce was 13 years.
Like, yep. International
so
soccer. Like, has there any been. Has there ever been. Like, what did Freddie Adu sign for? How many?
No. Much. Nobody in international soccer is that long. It's like 5 years at the most.
Because of all the transfers and whatnot.
Yeah. You don't want to be.
Commit to dudes.
Well, it's 5 years.
A lot of. Dudes are making $400,000 a week.
It's like $100 million a year.
Yeah.
So you can't do
yeah,
more
you
of it.
You can't. And the decline is so fast.
Oh yeah, Magic Johnson's contract was a 25-year contract.
Oh really?
1981, Lakers owner Jerry Buss signed Magic Johnson to a 25-year contract worth $25 million. I remember that, yeah.
It's actually an underpay for that time, I think.
I mean, he almost did the whole thing.
I recall because it was $1 million a year for that contract, yeah.
Yeah, that honestly, in the history of sports, that might be one of the smartest deals of all time.
In 1977, the Cleveland Indians signed Wayne Garland to 10 years, $2.3 million.
Okay.
Shea Weber of the Nashville Predators got a 14-year deal back in 2012. But
there have been some long hockey.
The most famous deal that offseason of Wayne Garland was Reggie Jackson to the Yankees. 5 years, $3 million.
How about this? I didn't know this one. Chris Weber, 15-year deal when he got drafted.
Yes, I knew that.
15 years, totally 74.4 for the Warriors in 1993.
And then they traded him like 5 years later.
To Sacramento, right up
where he had the best part of his career.
Did he go somewhere in between Golden State?
No, he went to Philly after Sacramento.
Yeah, okay, pretty sure he's Golden State and then Sacramento. I loved Weber on Sacramento.
Me too, yeah.
Deja.
Yeah, that Kings team that should have gone to the NBA Finals. AK-47.
White Chocolate, Jason Williams.
Vladdy.
Bobby Jackson.
What just happened with the show? I'm sorry, I deal with
it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I honestly could spend the whole segment talking about longest contracts in history.
I thought those guys were going to beat the Lakers, and they didn't.
Well, the referees had something to do with that. Credit Tim Donaghy. All right, guys. And actually, he wasn't even reffing in that game, so don't credit Tim Donaghy. Fair or foul. The New York Mets will regret the Juan Soto contract in 2040. Of course, 15 years long, a lot of money.
I'm going to text you guys in 2040 and be like, I was right on that fair or foul.
I just hope I'm alive
in
2040.
Hear me out. I mean, ditto, but hear me out on this. So the Dodgers in year one of the Shohei Ohtani deal, we've heard, yeah, many times over, they made that money back. They made something like 90 plus million off of Shohei's 60, and that's not even real because they deferred some of his salary, so it's a lot less. Juan Soto can obviously bring those types of amounts back to you, but how do you measure success? Is it one World Series in 15 years? Is it five? You know, is it a playoff appearance every single season? Like, it's a lot to consider here. So fair or foul, they will regret it in 2040.
I think what's interesting, you just mentioned it. Kansas City Royals won a World Series in 2015. Okay, we're going to be in the 10-year anniversary of the Royals winning a World Series. If you're a Royal fan, paging Isaac Rapp, my good buddy Isaac Rapp, he says, hell yeah, brother. It's worth it. We got one. If you're the Mets and you get one in the next 15 years, that ain't worth it. So let me ask the question. With how much money Soto's getting paid right now and seeing a guy like Fried go to the Yankees, and it sounds like they're going to be probably out on Burns, can they get Bueller on the cheap, but is Bueller worth it? Can they get Flaherty on the cheap, but is Flaherty worth it? How many World Series do you think the Mets are going to win in the next 4 years?
Four?
Yeah.
Zero.
I was going to say, I was like, my yeah,
I think the answer,
my gut says zero.
The Vegas is 0.5. And I'm probably taking the under.
Yeah.
So if that's the case in the next 4 years, sure, okay, now you're halfway through Shohei. Because that's going to be the thing. Like, it's now Soto versus Shohei. Yeah, that's what it is now.
You got a Dodger problem for the
and
next
you got a Dodger problem for the next 10 years. And Shohei's got one. And he wants more. Shohei wants to be the best player in baseball. Mookie Betts wants to just be the guy that's like secretly the best player in baseball. It's like Ruth and Garrick.
I think that Mets fans who have gone nearly, what is it, almost 40 years without a World Series.
86.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I think that it will be worth it just to get one. I think that they are in a sense of desperation.
If Steve Cohen lifts one, he says, yes.
It was worth
it. It's like a Cuban in Dallas.
I think
it's
so.
It's like, I got mine.
I don't think it even, I don't think it has to be two.
Just got to be one.
Now, granted, it's funny. It's like, what if they win it like next year and then they don't win any more for the next 14 years
after
that?
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's 750 mil worth.
Does it matter when they get that one? I don't know. I think as long as they get one. I mean, if they were to win one next year and not win one for the rest of Soto's contract, I think they'd still be happy with it. So
that's all I got for you guys.
I just want to win one. We haven't won one since Jackie Robinson was a sophomore in the league.
I want any of my sports teams to win ever at all, just once.
Hey, you got a shot.
Yeah, we do
up,
have a
buddy.
Shot, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Just
Timber's looking good next year, dude.
Don't.
Mariners haven't even been there either. So y'all
need
cool to, 40 years ago, we
I
won
need
a World
to become
Series.
More emotionally invested in Liverpool because I feel like that's the only chance of that happening.
Oh, baby, we're going to win the league this year.
I think so. They're
we might win Champions League.
From what I see when I do my Google searches, things are looking good.
Oh, things look great. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. 1080, The Fan.